The pages of a book are filled with great adventures, stories of everlasting love, heartbreak, and the classic whodunit. Explore them all with your host, Laura Young. Welcome to Read Astray.
Hello, I'm Laura Young, middle school reading teacher and avid reader in general. Welcome to Read Astray, a podcast designated to reviewing different books. In this episode, I will be featuring I Know Who You Are by Alice Feeney. Alice Feeney is also the author of Sometimes I Lie, a psychological thriller I reviewed several months ago. I especially enjoyed Sometimes I Lie with its unreliable narrator and surprising plot twist it was hard to put down. Sometimes I Lie was brilliant thriller writing, throwing in so many motifs that readers can't help but get caught up in the craziness, making it an addictive page-turning experience. So, when I ran across another book by Feeney, I was anxious to give it a try. I Know Who You Are is Feeney's second book, and she has a third called His and Hers expected to be released this year. I Know Who You Are is a psychological thriller. The plot alternates between the story of the main character now and the main character as a young child, and revolves around several mysteries. The main character is Amy. As an adult, Amy is an up-and-coming movie star. Everything is falling into place for her, at least professionally. Unfortunately, her marriage is a mess. Her husband is controlling, abusive, and unwilling to share in Amy's passions for their family or her career. And then he disappears. Amy struggles to keep a grip on her career and her sanity while simultaneously searching for her husband and seeking to prove her innocence to the police. The deeper Amy digs into her husband's disappearance, the less sense everything seems to make and the more suspicious the police become of her. Amy admits she loves acting because she never has to be herself. That ability to morph into someone else has given her success in her career, and it's also what makes her a compelling protagonist for us to follow. How well do we really know Amy? Are we seeing the real version of her, and which Amy is telling the story? As a child, Amy wandered away from home to escape an abusive situation. She only intended to go view the red shoes she desperately wanted for her birthday but knew she would never get. She ends up abducted by a disturbed couple and raised as their own. She was given a new name, a new life, and told never to speak of her time with her real family ever again. Amy was subjected to many abuses and traumas that no child should ever have to experience, and yet she couldn't help but love her kidnappers who still took care of her and loved her in their own sick and twisted way. Amy has a lot of secrets from her childhood that get revealed and explain why she struggles so much in her adult life. At the start of the novel, Amy returns home from a day of filming to find her husband missing. His wallet, phone, and shoes are still in the home. His car is parked in the garage, and most disturbing, there's a bouquet of flowers on the table with a simple note that says only, "Sorry." Later, she discovers that her bank account has been drained, and apparently by Amy herself. Amy, of course, becomes the main suspect and spends much of her time answering the detective's questions in such an evasive and strange way that she leaves them no choice but to think that she did something to her husband. She is hiding something, but it isn't what they think. Amy tries to steer the detectives away from her by telling them that she was a victim of a stalker who kept leaving notes reading, "I know who you are," but the detectives don't seem to believe it or seem interested. Amy also very quickly, in my opinion, develops a relationship with her male co-star. This, coupled with her ongoing feud with a fellow actress and the mounting evidence, continue to keep her at the center of the investigation. But still, though she seems very, very, very flawed and messed up in a general way, she doesn't seem guilty. You're listening to Read Astray. I'm Laura, your book review host from the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. Teeth whitening is a great way to offset the effects of aging in order to maintain a beautiful and healthy smile. Henson Oakley on West Jackson Street in Cookeville offers Zoom teeth whitening for a whiter, brighter smile. Visit Henson Oakley Family Dentistry to see if Zoom teeth whitening is right for you. Again, today's review is on I Know Who You Are by Alice Feeney. So, did this live up to my expectations after reading Feeney's first novel, Sometimes I Lie? Short answer, no. But, yes, there's a but. First, readers should know that this book is dark. It covers a lot of uncomfortable situations. Child abuse, animal abuse, incest, molestation. So, if that's not something you're up to reading, leave this one on the shelf. If you're okay with dark, then you must also sign up to accept the unbelievable. Secondly, I didn't really connect with Amy. She definitely had reasons to act the way she did because of her upbringing, but she was difficult to like. When she wasn't worried about not having a baby yet, she was mired in the female competitiveness surrounding her career. She also spent a great deal of time wondering why her agent was avoiding her and quickly fell into the arms of her co-star. She was weak and unable to grasp control of her life, and it got old fast. Third, I usually like thrillers where the spouse goes missing, but it didn't work in this novel. It's tough when the only reason the spouse looks guilty is that she does nonsensical things that make her seem totally guilty. Additionally, Ben was a horrible person and an abusive husband. The suspense of him being gone just wasn't there. No one missed him, including Amy. Finally, I really disliked the ending. I found it implausible and just icky gross. The novel went on, but the ending was quick, much too quick. However, on the plus side, Feeney is a talented writer who makes brilliant use of alternating points of view and timelines. She does a fantastic job of speaking and thinking as a child, and that character, the child version of Amy, is likable. I felt for young Amy both with her biological family and her abductors. Feeney is also adept at story pacing. Each section, regardless of who is narrating, leaves the reader wanting more. Feeney hands the reader a cliffhanger at the end of each chapter, and the end of each chapter is cleverly tied to the next chapter, even though the time and point of view may be changed. Feeney has a knack for writing the kind of plot twist that is so very hard to come by. Something jaw-dropping, yet closely tied to clues left for the reader throughout the story. Though everyone thinks this is weird, I personally never read psychological thrillers trying to predict the story's resolution. I much prefer to just go along for the ride and see where the author will take me. But while reading this book, I did form some theories along the way, but I kept revising them and revising them again, and I can truly say I did not see the book's finale coming. But in my defense, it didn't seem a conceivable ending anyway. Despite the fact that I Know Who You Are was, in my opinion, not nearly as good as Sometimes I Lie, I will most likely read Feeney's upcoming novel, His and Hers, and see how it compares. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm always open for book recommendations or ideas as well as format suggestions. You can access me through social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Tune in again next time for another book review. Until then, happy reading.
You've been listening to Read Astray. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.